As Yaakov travels down to Mitzrayim, two important things take place. The first, the Torah says, "Vayisa Yisrael v'chol asher lo," as he travels with everything that he has, and he gets to Be'er Sheva. "Vayizbach zvachim lelokei aviv Yitzchak," and there he offers offerings, korbanos zvachim, to the God of his father Yitzchak. Second, after he brings these karbonos, the Torah then says that Hashem appears to Yaakov there in Beersheva and says to him, "Do not be afraid, Al Tira Mirdot Mitzrayima. I am going to make you into a great nation there. I am going down with you. Anochi Eredim Cha Mitzrayima, and I'm also Anochi A'alcha Gam Alo. I'm going to come up with you from Mitzrayim." Those two things, the Zvachim that Yaakov offers, and then the promise that Hashem gives to him as he appears to him not to be afraid, then he will accompany him both down and then on the way back up. The Ramban has a lengthy discussion on the Zvachim that Yaakov brings. First of all, why are we told specifically that he does it in Beersheva? And the word Zvachim is a new term that we find. All the other korbanos that have been brought until this point have been olos, which means they're completely consumed, they're burned on the Mizbeach. And this is the first time we find this language of Zvachim, and it's specifically to the God of his father Yitzchak, as opposed to the more general term, which we found many, many times of the God of his fathers, or mentioned both Avraham and Yitzchak. So the Ramban describes over here that there's a tremendous sod, a great insight into the what's going on in this pasuk, and that is that Kasher bo Yaakov leredus Mitzrayim, as he was on his way down, Re'ei ki hagolos yaschil bo vizaro. Yaakov understood this was a monumental event that was taking place, and that the exile that had been promised to his grandfather, to Avram, was beginning now. This is going to be it. Upachad mimenu, and he was afraid. What's this? What's going to be? Here I am. As I go down now, this is the start of this dark, difficult time in Jewish history. And therefore, zavach zvachim rabim. He brought many of these korbanos. Shalotehe midas hadin misucha kenegdos. That the attribute of judgment, which is the attribute that we would be most afraid of in an exile, in a time of difficulty and darkness, that it shouldn't be too difficult upon him. That midas hadin. He specifically does this, as the Ramban, in Beersheva, shuhu beis tefila la'avosov. We've seen Beersheva mentioned many times as the place in which the avos daven. Specifically, Yaakov himself also went there when he to ask permission specifically to leave Israel, to go to Haran on his way to his uncle Lavan. And why zvachim and not olos? Olos are the offerings of the non-Jewish world. They're allowed to bring karbanos, but they're only allowed to bring an ola, in which you designate the karban for the mizbeach. It's completely consumed, and that's what we find in the Torah, all of the avos. Noach brings olos as well. The Zvachim, which represents a korban shlamim, which the Jewish people themselves are going to only be allowed to bring after the giving of the Torah, we're allowed to bring Zvachim, shlamim, represents the reason why it's called a korban shlamim, as the Ramban mentions, shematilin shalom ba'olam. It brings peace to the world. Later on, it's going to bring peace in the, as Rashi quotes, because the Kohen gets his peace, the owner of the animal gets his peace, the Mizbeach representing Hashem gets his peace. The shlamim is divided and therefore brings peace. And specifically, Yaakov brings this type of korban because his tchila was to take the midas ha'gvura, which was most close to him from his father Yitzchak, and be able to temper the midah of din, to temper that harsh attribute of justice through the korbanos, which bring shalom into the world. After he brings these korbanos, the Ramban speaks a lot more about it, deep concepts which are certainly beyond my understanding of exactly what he means with that. Once he brought these korbanos, Hashem then appears to him, specifically the midas hadin rafa, with a weakened sense of the midas hadin, and that's why Hashem says to him, "Don't worry, I'm going down with you, and I'm also going to come up with you." Not only did Yaakov use that reference of to his father Yitzchak, Hashem then uses that same exact language when he appears to him as well, and he says, "Anochi ha'el elokei avicha," the God of your father, who was the midah of gvura of Yitzchak, don't be afraid of going down to Mitzrayim. I'm going to make you into a great nation. And the Ramban concludes his discussion of this by saying, Hiftichu shelo yira b'Mitzrayim. Don't be afraid. He promised him, gave him the assurance not to be afraid. Ki yizke bedino v'yigol achar ha'inu. And after the affliction that the Jewish people were going to have to go through, there will indeed be a redemption. And that's the promise that Yaakov takes with him down to Mitzrayim with the zvachim that he brings to the God of his father, Yitzchak.